Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you today?
I am good. I'm getting ready for trying to say a French word this morning.
Okay, hit us. What is the French word?
Timbre.
Zoe, you're the best at French here. Go on.
Timbre.
There we go.
Okay, so apparently British people say timbre.
Timbre? Okay.
Well, not British. American, I guess, timbre. Yeah, so, but...
That's what we're talking about, isn't it? We're talking about bad or poor timbre.
But here's the trick. That's not actually what we're talking about. So I saw these lists of people with bad vocal timbre. And it turns out they're just off key.
Okay, so what is timbre then?
Timbre is your tone. Like, let's say a piano and a violin playing the same note, but you can still completely tell the difference.
Okay.
That's what's different. So, but I think it's used to be gentle about people that are just off pitch.
Right, I see. So we're kind of, the list that we're going to play this morning, they're all, I would argue, great songs. So it's not necessarily about whether it, I guess, is a good song or not. It's about the technical ability or the way it's performed. Or why are people interested in this as a sort of grouping of musics?
It's baffling to me as somebody who really like tries to sing on key, and then you hear totally off key things. You're like, how did they become successful? And not there. But I read a lot about it, that people feel it's good for expressing regrets and anger. I saw one quote, unvarnished realness.
Nice. I'm going to hit this first one.
People love this song.
Why would you not?
It's beautiful.
They're getting the feelings.
You like the unvarnished realness.
I love the unvarnished realness.
The bitterness and misery.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect
I think with this Lou Reed track, it's something about the fact that the song, the music is so lush and cinematic and very beautiful. And then you've got his kind of deadpanning over the top. It somehow makes it more earnest.
Oh, it's such a perfect day.
I hope everyone is singing loudly along.
Now, this is someone wrote about Bob Dylan, who's also famously got unvarnished realness.
Yes.
That his voice is gratingly mesmeric.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And I think you could say this about this Lou Reed song, too.
I mean, wouldn't Lou Reed be boring if he didn't have a wacky Lou Reed voice, though? I mean, particularly for a song like this, which is probably Lou Reed's most pop song, you know, the one that hit the mainstream, unlike his other stuff, which is definitely weirder or the whole music sounds stranger. This one only, I think, really works because he's got a normal voice, you know?
See, for me, I have an auto-tune in my head after years of musical training.
True.
And it just wants to just adjust. And then, yeah, it's just funny to us that, you know, it's not necessarily the best singer. You know, we have these singing competitions to go for the best singer. But actually, when you look at success, it's a lot of people are more into things like storytelling and vulnerability and...
True, absolutely. We have had some good texts already coming in. Someone says a classic example is Smashing Pumpkins' Billy Corgan. They reckon it sounds alternately like strangling a cat and muttering. And for someone who's got a face like a bald wombat attempting a Sudoku and a negative aggressive attitude, he somehow made some great songs. There's hope for us all. I think they've nailed it there. It's all about personality, isn't it? Oh, we might have just lost Kirsten, so we'll just listen to the end of this and see if we get her back.
You're going to reap just what you sow. You're going to reap. just what you sow. You're going to reap just what you sow.
We got you back.
Yeah, so, you know, think about Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Nico. Like, it really is no barrier. And singing off key is no barrier.
I mean, then you think about, like, a genre like punk, where that's just not even the point. Like, the songs are sold on different things.
Okay, let's see how your auto-tune goes with this one, folks.
Oh my God.
Get it, Darlene.
The stars desert the skies and rush to whistle in your eyes.
Zoe can't handle it. Zoe can't handle it. This is who are we listening to here, Kirsten?
Okay, so this is Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, and it's actually a comedy act. She's actually a good singer. But they used to play as this comedy act a lot, and that this song was a big hit in the 50s. And so, you know, they're both actually incredible musicians. Well, because if you've been trained in auto-tune,
it's hard to...
I mean,
it takes a different skill to be able to muck it around, yeah. What does it say about me that I like this because it sounds like this? Zoe can't.
I think it's funny.
I don't even think it in a funny way. I'm just enjoying it for face value.
Well, yeah, I guess it's the sort of unabashed joy that people get from singing regardless of you know, being sort of self-conscious about your voice. I just hope you're protecting any glass items that you
have.
Yeah,
that's true. We've had someone say, if you think Lou Reed sounds off, try listening to Duran Duran covering Perfect Day.
Oh,
also, apparently anything Frank Sinatra sang, they reckon. That's an interesting take.
Oh, okay, that's controversial.
It's magic.
It's great.
It is fun seeing your pompous... Pitch Perfect friends cringe when you play the song.
Someone said in the same realm as Jonathan and Darlene, what about Spike Milligan and Bad Jelly the Witch? That's pivoting into a different territory, I think, but definitely of the same comedy world.
Oh my God, the drums.
Yeah, y'all play that at your weddings. Okay, now this is iconic. If we were to sit here, we'd all be singing together.
I love this song. Who doesn't love this song?
The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to...
I'm going to find it very hard not to sing along.
Go for it. That's the thing. You don't have to feel warmed up. Blah, blah, blah. She had... But it's the intensity, you know, matches the couple of foot since she was enthused. How do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back.
We're getting some interesting texts from people who are just sort of listing people with interesting voices, like Björk, who I actually think has got good pitch and stuff, but she's just got a very strange voice.
She's got amazing range.
Amazing range. Here we go.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Bismarcky, of course. Bismarcky also lent into humour in his music in a big way. Like, he was having a fun time when he was performing, but his music's not joke music.
No. I mean, definitely there's a playfulness.
Totally.
And he dressed as Mozart during on the video for this.
Yes.
And he made a great career of it. He's Men in Black 2 as a beatboxing alien. He's done voices for SpongeBob and Adventure Time. You know, just playing with this oddness. So yeah, oddness, you know, doesn't have to be perfection.
It's personality.
Or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established,
so some of those other things, cool. Unvarnished realness, bitterness, and misery. You can hear that gratingly mesmeric, maybe.
Maybe it's something about the fact that when a voice is not perfect, it sounds a bit more human and people can relate to it in a way.
Absolutely.
That maybe you can't when you listen to, well, I mean, you listen to someone like Adele, who is an amazing singer, and you can also feel so much because of her ability to convey through her singing big feelings. But I don't listen to Adele and necessarily think, sounds like me, you know? Kate Bush again, yeah. Like, she's got the pitch. She's not singing, you know, off pitch or anything, but she is singing in a way that is strange to listen to, which is what makes it so good.
I guess. Let's see, for this song, I can't help but seeing a whole nightclub full of white girls singing along to this.
To Kate Bush or to Biz Markie?
No, to Biz Markie. I arrived in front of the dormitory. You know, because you just let loose your feelings. You don't have to try to be on pitch.
This is a great karaoke track, it's true. I wasn't for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that
actually,
I
the rap
sing.
Is bad, too.
Never
talk to a girl who says she just has the a rap is equally bad.
Take it back. I will not hear Biz Markie smirched in this way. Kirsten, I have enjoyed this greatly. Thank you very much. We've also had lots of texts about the Rolling Stones being one of those, very much one of those artists. I mean, he's got a strange voice, Mick Jagger, but he knows how to perform it. So
we should put him through an auto-tune and see if it changes it.
Exactly. Hey, thank you so much for bringing us funky vocals today. Where are we going next week?
Funky vocals. We're going to go really loving and do songs about friendship.
Aww. Gorgeous. All right, we'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you very much.